weekdays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Firefighters Union in Fall River, Massachusetts, says the city has underfunded the department, hampering the response to last night's fire at an assisted living facility. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Union officials say the closing of fire stations and cutbacks on staff in the city have been a problem for decades.
At least 9 elderly people died. In the Oval Office today, President Trump expressed frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin over their negotiations for a ceasefire in Ukraine. CBS's Jeff McCausland.
Finally come around to the fact that Vladimir Putin is not interested in negotiating any kind of a ceasefire or an end to this war.
The EU says it will delay its plans to impose tariffs on goods imported from the U.S. as it tries to reach an agreement with President Trump. In Brussels, the New York Times' Gina Smilek.
Things that you buy all the time, be it clothing, be it wines, be it prosciutto, would potentially be going up in price.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Trap Shooting Championship just wrapped up at the WTA Shooting Complex in Nakusa on Sunday. More than 620 shooters participated throughout the week-long competition. Among those were many young people. Kyle Wojciechowski coaches the youth program and works for the Amateur Trap Shooting Association as the AIM state director. He said one of the highlights for him is shooting with his dad to try and win the parent-child trophy. They've won it a few times in the past. However, he's really there as a coach.
My favorite thing personally